You're listening to SBS News.
Michael Cohen used to be Donald Trump's lawyer. Now, with a prison term imminent, he's full of remorse and what may be some of Mr. Trump's most closely guarded secrets. He's told the United States House of Representatives Oversight Committee of his regrets, which start with accepting his former role in the first place.
Never in a million years did I imagine, when I accepted a job in 2007 to work for Donald Trump, that he would one day run for the presidency, to launch a campaign on a platform of hate and intolerance, and actively win. I regret the day I said yes to Mr. Trump. I regret all the help and support I gave him along the way.
Mr. Cohen not holding back in his assessment of his former boss.
I am ashamed because I know what Mr. Trump is. He is a racist. He is a con man. And he is a cheat.
Mr. Cohen is due to begin a 3-year prison sentence in May for lying to Congress, tax evasion, bank fraud, and campaign finance violations. He claims he's speaking out of a sense of patriotism.
My loyalty to Mr. Trump has cost me everything. My family's happiness, friendships, my law license, my company, my livelihood, my honor, my reputation, and soon my freedom. And I will not sit back, say nothing, and allow him to do the same to the country.
Whatever his motivations, there was no shortage of salacious detail in what Mr. Cohen had to say. He's revealed prosecutors in New York are investigating conversations Mr. Trump had with him after Mr. Cohen's office and hotel room were raided in April last year. He says Mr. Trump also told him to lie to US Congress about a deal to open a Trump Tower hotel in Moscow during the 2016 US presidential election campaign. But with special counsel Robert Mueller to soon release his report into Mr. Trump, Mr. Cohen has stopped short of saying that he has direct evidence of collusion between Mr. Trump and Russian interests to sway the 2016 election in Mr. Trump's favour. He does, however, have his suspicions about it, and he says Mr. Trump knew in advance about the damaging revelations about his opponent, Hillary Clinton, released by the website WikiLeaks during the 2016 campaign. He also claims Mr. Trump didn't follow convention and release his tax returns during that 2016 campaign because he feared that may lead to an audit, presumably because such an audit would find some sort of wrongdoing. However, Mr. Cohen's testimony wasn't just focused on the 2016 election, but next year's US presidential poll too. Mr. Cohen going as far to say Mr. Trump won't do the right thing if he loses his bid for re-election in November 2020.
Indeed, given my experience working for Mr. Trump, I fear that if he loses the election in 2020, that there will never be a peaceful transition of power.
Mr. Cohen also told the committee Mr. Trump's failings aren't just political, but personal. He claims Mr. Trump once told him that black people would never vote for him because they were too stupid. He claims Mr. Trump asked him to threaten people, usually via threats of litigation, more than 500 times. He says Mr. Trump directed him to make a payment of more than $180,000 to pornographic film star Stormy Daniels in the closing weeks of the 2016 election campaign in order to try and get her to keep quiet about an affair with Mr. Trump. He then said Mr. Trump told him to lie about the payment last year and that he lied to Mr. Trump's wife, US First Lady Melania Trump, on the telephone about it. Also presented to the committee were copies of checks from Mr. Trump's personal finances to Mr. Cohen, reimbursing him for such payments. Mr. Trump still denies having the affair with Stormy Daniels. Bizarrely, Mr. Cohen has also told the committee that another man, David Pecker, paid off people to stay quiet with claims Mr. Trump fathered a love child, despite Mr. Trump not actually fathering a love child, to the best of Mr. Cohen's knowledge. Mr. Trump's supporters, including his family, have tried to discredit Mr. Cohen's testimony, but the committee chairman, Democratic Party Congressman Elijah Cummings, says he believes Mr. Cohen and that Mr. Trump appears to have committed a crime. He says Mr. Cohen's testimony is historic.
Today, I think, was a very important day. I tell my staff that 200 years from now, people will be reading about this moment. We have a situation where we have strayed so far away from normal in our country. And we've got to get back to center. And I think today was at least an opportunity to do that.
Perhaps sensing some of that history, some Washington area bars held viewing parties where people ate, drank and made merry whilst watching Mr. Cohen's testimony. One partygoer, Kevin Rayburn, summing up the mood that sees such hearings as more show business than statesmanlike.
I think it's pretty entertaining. I mean, you know, it's typical partisan politics that are just kind of emblematic of this, age. It's kind of sad, but it's the state we're in. Frankly, I'm getting more entertainment value out of it than I think it's actually helping the country or really adding anything to, you know, national dialogue.
And with the way U.S. politics is heading, there may be plenty more such show business to come. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.